The K-Rock Football Pre-Game Interview.
Pride Cup afternoon at Elderslie Reserve, Newtown and Chilwell taking on Leopold Round 2 GFL action. Footy Spotlight thanks to Rex Gorrell. Geelong last night at Central Reserve in Colac, a twilight clash or a night clash between the two best teams of the last two or three years, Colac and St Mary's. It was the Saints 16-15-111, Colac 8-9-57. The coach of St Mary's, Glenn Keyes, or co-coach, has been good enough to join us in the K-Rock box. He's just trundled over the river, just took a little bit of a walk past Queen's Park and down to Elderslie Reserve, and here to have a chat with us. Keyes, you really appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win. We expected a closer game than that, but you've made a mockery of the 1v2 seeding that everybody gave pre-season.
Yeah, it's certainly nice to come away with a good, strong win. And, we fully expected we were going to get a great hit out, particularly under the lights. I think that in itself just sometimes can even up the contest. So we fully expected that it was going to go down to the wire like the last couple of games that we've played against them, eventuated in that result. But so we weren't necessarily surprised, but certainly we expected a really tough contest. And, in big parts of the game, the contest was still there, but we were able to get the score on the board. So,
beautiful day here in Geelong yesterday. Was it a nice night in Colac? Did they draw a bit of a crowd with a night game, knowing that the district clubs would be able to come in and have a look?
Yeah, it certainly there was a bit of a build-up to the crowd as the afternoon sort of transpired. And, yeah, we certainly had a little bit of heckling from behind the coach's box, and there was a few people enjoying a few beers, so that was always good fun, so telling us how to do it.
What pleased you most about what your boys did, and what did you do well that took Colac away from what they wanted to do?
I think, just the evenness of our contribution has been really strong even through our practice games. So, we're not, obviously lost to Jared Garner from last week to this week, and to some degree you wouldn't notice that, but certainly he's a fantastic player, but it just sort of speaks to where our group's at the moment, that if one person's out, then the next one steps up. So I felt like that was the biggest thing for us yesterday, was just our evenness across the board. In terms of Colac, we know they like to move the ball from the back of the oval really, by foot. So we were really conscious of trying to shut that down, and I think that we did that by and large pretty well. And then when they did get the ball inside 50, I felt like our backs, back seven, we really sort of rated their performance yesterday. They were fantastic, across the board, so it was great.
Good time to go to Colac, Glenn, this time of the year rather than June.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think, we've probably had a few different experiences. I think we were down there last July, so, we've actually had a couple of games that over the last sort of 3 or 4 years that have been down there in the middle of winter and been okay in terms of weather, so we've probably copped some nice days. But yesterday was fantastic in terms of conditions. The wind really dropped off late in the day, and it was a perfect night for footy.
Paddy Dowling kicked 4 again yesterday, gives him 12 for the season. He's obviously with Collingwood in the VFL. So what's the regime for him looking moving forward? You'd obviously like to see him as much as you could, but you might have to hide him in the back pocket rather than the forward pocket maybe.
Yeah, he's struggling a bit, Paddy. So,
hey, well done. Good work, mate. Well done. I like it. But he's going all right. He's obviously providing you.
He's just really grown up, as a person, but also just in terms of his footy, he's a man now. And even if you look back at sort of our premiership photo in 2019, and you look at just the body shape of then to now, it's a very different person. So he's, to credit to himself, he's really worked hard on his on his footy and his body and getting himself into the best shape that he can. And there's no doubt wherever he ends up, he's going to get the best out of himself because he's putting the effort in.
We're speaking with St Mary's co-coach Glenn Keast after the Saints' 54-point win over North Shore over old habits die hard, Keasty, over Colac last night. Here's Matty Kershaw on Carrick Footy.
Keasty, I think the most thing that from an outsider looking in is the evenness. You spoke about the evenness, but your evenness going forward, you're not relying on that key forward to, take 6 marks inside forward 50. It's the way you transition the ball into your forward half and the way you have multiple goal scorers. That's what really is difficult to, as an opposition coach, to coach against and play against.
Yeah, absolutely, Kirsch. I think, we've certainly built up the capability in those spots. But, we lost the 3 big guys in 2018 to 2019, and to some degree, when we look back at that, we were quite reliant on probably too few. So I'm not sure it's been a conscious effort to change that, but certainly that's one of the positives is that, you know, when you do get a different mix, and you can change your mix. We had young Sammy Burke, who played pretty much all of our practice games and all last year when Riley Hall came in, when Riley went out with an injury, Sam came in and played down back, and he actually played as our full forward last night and had probably four shots a goal. He probably could have finished with four. I think he kicked 2-2. So for him, you know, like, he's just got upside there, and he's just a really young key position player that's prepared to do whatever it takes, whether it's back or forward, and you know, play that team role, where his role is just to really bring the ball to the deck and create chaos and opportunity for others.
It's a strong advantage when opposition coaches do their homework and you have these matchups planned and in your head, and you line up, and St Mary's got that many options that none of those matchups go to plan. So that's really getting other teams, you know, a bit of under planning, I guess. So
yeah, look, for us, just I suppose that's the benefit of being able to have different players do different jobs. And certainly, you know, while we like to create consistency in how we approach it, that always it's great to have different variations.
No disrespect to the rest of the competition, but experts, whether we are or not, had you guys with Colac 1 and 2. You've put 9 goals between yourselves. I know it's only round 2, but expectations from outside now, everybody go, well, geez, this St Mary's flag to lose from here. How do you deal with the external internally?
I just think it's too early yet to sort of get to that position. There's just a lot to unfold. It's easy from an outsider's perspective to have that, but I reckon we all know that the competition's pretty even. And even yesterday we had sort of a few moments where, you know, late in the first quarter, early in the last quarter, where Colac got some momentum. So our guys know that if they're not sort of playing the way that we, you know, coach them to play, and their concentration's at a level that needs to be, then they can get opened up pretty quickly. So I just feel like that it's probably too early. We've just got to get wins on the board. You know, we obviously knew that we're going to have a week off for Easter, so it was a good opportunity to sort of get a couple of wins on the board, reset. We probably didn't speak too much about where to from here, but, you know, obviously got a few challenging games in the next 3 weeks, I think, that sort of where North Shore are going to be certainly better than they've been. South Barwon on the Sunday, I think, and then I think Grovedale. So really from then we probably know where we're going to be, and, you know, perhaps where the rest of the competition is at that point in time. So yeah, we just got to, the old cliche, but take it week at a time.
Joe Mashman, I think, has been at Werribee 8 or 9 years now, never played a senior game or been required to at St Mary's. Either when he's been available, he's been rested by Werribee or has been in their VFL team. But you've got two into him early, and you might get enough that locks him away, and there's an added bonus potentially that you didn't expect coming into the year.
Yeah, certainly. You know, Joey's obviously been a quality player at the higher level for a long time. So, you know, for us, in terms of, you know, getting availability to him, we sort of sometimes hope, we probably don't really bank that one at the start of the year. You sort of think he's probably going to play more VFL than with us. But he's just, I think he's in a really good place, Joe, at the moment. He's really enjoying wherever he plays footy, and he's not too caught up on the expectation of has to play VFL. He's really embraced our group and, you know, keen to get to training with us when he can. And he's fitted in, you know, just like a glove. So he's been fantastic.
How did you tackle the Veal-Walsh combination? Was it not mostly one out, or did you mix it up with the likes of McMullen?
No, we didn't. We just chose, to be honest, we chose not to compete in that space. So we obviously knew it was going to be a night game, so we were pretty keen to sort of play a team that was going to be, you know, and probably wasn't that typical night where it was dewy and slippery and the ball on the deck, but we sort of just felt like we couldn't match that, so we just chose not to and went a different way. And you know, Nick Knott was fantastic. Sam Burke went in there at times. Trent played pretty much you know, down back all day and really got back into, I think Trent's one of these guys that just lifts to the occasion, so he's a big game player. He likes to play on the big opponents, so he had a fantastic game, probably the best game he's played since the 2019 grand final.
You're a great North Shore man, we know, with your record out there. As you touched on, you play them when we return from the Easter break. How excited are you by the prospect of playing a North Shore team? We saw they pushed Joey's to 15 points yesterday. A North Shore team looks like it's going to return to relevance pretty quickly.
Yeah, it's fantastic to see the club up and about. You know, it's been a long time that the club now have been sort of down and down the bottom sort of third of the ladder. So it is great that the club are back up and going. And it's, you know, I think it's been driven by a lot of sort of people that have chosen to get back involved, and perhaps, you know, their kids have been off somewhere else and they've got back involved, and you can just sense the groundswell of momentum there. So it's terrific to see the club back up and about.
Yep. Just not back up and about enough to take 4 points off you.
Yeah, well, it's two games a year at least that'll happen. But certainly, you know, my heart and allegiance will always be to North Shore, and you know, I had probably the best footy days of my life there. So just can't wish that they were, you know, certainly wish that they're up and about. So it's great.
Yep. How do the Keast family spend Easter? Are you off anywhere enjoying a break, or are you sticking locally?
We're off to Melbourne, so we're tragic Carlton supporters, so we're riding the wave of the Blues at the moment. So we're hoping that they win today, and I think they've got Port next Sunday, so we're a couple of nights in Melbourne, so that should be good fun.
Yeah, good stuff. Keasty, we really appreciate you giving us a bit of your time this afternoon at very short notice. Trav Robbo was going to join us, but he very quickly fired a TW Sharon handball your way, and you were grateful to accept it, and we're grateful that you were able to come across the river and have a chat to us this afternoon. Great to see you, and we'll look forward to seeing you on in 3 weeks' time. We've got the South Barwin St Mary's call at South Barwin on April 30.
Yeah, it should be a good game.
May 1, actually.
Yeah,
May 1.
No worries. Thanks,
good to see you, Keasty.
Cheers.
Glenn Keast, joining us there, co-coach of St Mary's.
The K-Rock Football pre-game interview.